Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX, talking a lot of baseball tonight. These playoffs have been so incredible. The Mets are trying to close out the Phillies. They're in the ninth inning now. We'll keep you updated on that. But right now, happy to welcome on one of our absolute favorite people in the world and one of our favorite people to be able to talk baseball with. You hear him on MLB Network Radio. You see him all over the place. He is Mike Farron on Twitter at Mike_Farron. Mike, appreciate the time as always. How are you?
Matt, it's great to hear your voice. How are you?
Mike, you there?
Hello, Matt. You got me?
We are having issues with Mike. We'll try to get that figured out here in just a second or so and come back. You can hear him. I cannot hear Mike. Mike, are you there?
Yep.
Oh, there you are. I got you now.
Okay, good.
I think my headphone jack wasn't plugged all the way in. That was it.
I've been there.
It's the little things in life that can beat you sometimes.
Yep, I hear you.
This playoff, this has been incredible. And we saw today the TV ratings are up 40% every series in this round, 1-1 going into game three. So many incredible moments, incredible performances. How much have you just enjoyed what we have seen here over the last week or so?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. I mean, right down to, you know, like the Mets, as you said, are trying to close it out, and it's tight right now. I mean, the Phillies have a couple on in the ninth inning, and, you know, I think the ratings certainly have been helped by the fact that Ohtani is in the playoffs for the first time. Both New York teams are in the playoffs. I think that certainly helps to drive that. But I also think that we have just seen a general increase in interest in baseball over the last 2 years for a couple of different reasons. I think one is because, as you know, as our viewing habits change on video, it's the thing that people are watching live on television is sports, and that's kind of the best live programming. And I think from baseball standpoint, the changes they made to improve the pace of the game have had a huge impact on getting people more involved, because it's no longer a 4-hour commitment every night. And so, yeah, this is pretty exciting. It's been really fun. Most of the games have been great. There have been some really cool underdog stories so far. A lot of it just really, really neat at this point.
And some of these teams that took crazy momentum into the postseason, like the Mets, like the Tigers, they've, and the Padres really since the All-Star break, but yeah, these teams have just continued to roll here in the playoffs.
Yeah, and you don't always see that, right? I mean, everybody talks about you want to be hot going into the postseason, and historically that doesn't necessarily matter. And I think, you know, Kansas City's a good example of that right now, right? The Royals weren't exactly playing great down the stretch. So I think it's been fun to see those teams. You know, Detroit is, Detroit had like basically 500-1 odds of making the postseason on August 10th, right? Like that was, it's incredible to think that like Fangraphs had a 0.2%. And you know, I think anybody who watched that team at the end of July and the beginning of August would have agreed with those odds. To see them one win away from an ALCS is pretty remarkable. The Padres team is really complete. That was a team that got better as the year went on. They've been very impressive. And so have the Mets. And the Mets are fun. They've got, you know, a whole bunch of different memes and, you know, grimace from McDonald's. And I'm like, you know, Jose Iglesias is a pop star now, like legitimately with a big hit with OMG. And, you know, they have all these things that are just kind of endearing. They're kind of like the TikTok culture team. I was joking this morning that they're kind of the perfect team for Zoomers. And like, so you've got these teams that have some big personalities, and then you have ones that are playing really well and some hungry fan bases as well. And you've got these, you know, behemoths of the game, like the Yankees and the Dodgers as well, who are a huge part of this postseason.
I've always thought like those gimmicky type things, they're in 160. It's a grind to go through a full season. And whether you've got a Pete Alonso pumpkin or whether you have a championship belt or whether you've got some sort of sword that people are running around with in the whatever, like that stuff.
The rally swirl. Yeah. Think about the rally swirl. Exactly. The Cardinals, right?
That stuff helps you get through a season and then into the playoffs.
Yeah, I totally think it's, you know, I think that's one of the things that baseball has embraced more of at the major league level is that kind of fun, right? Like you're right. It is a long season. It's really hard to win major league baseball games. And so, you know, being able to enjoy those moments and to celebrate them and to show a little personality. I mean, I think that's what we want, right? Is we want baseball players to show their personality because we're with them every day for 6 months. You know, I mean, that's one of baseball's great strengths is, you know, it's not just its volume of game, but it's that it's there either in the foreground or background, you know, every day, basically from the last week in March until the first week in November. And so, which is really 7 months here when you count the postseason. So being able to learn a little bit more, to see those guys enjoying themselves, to see them having fun, I think helps to humanize it a little bit more and take some of the, you know, I think we as baseball fans are conditioned to think that every day is the worst. There was a great, I'm sure you saw it earlier this year, a TikTok video that somebody did that was like talking about, hey, the Patriots lost this week. Oh, well, you know, we've got, it's a 16-game season or 17-game season, and we'll go get them next week. And baseball, you lose one game and you're losing your mind.
Yeah.
As a fan. And so anything that helps us push away from that, I think is really good.
As someone who hosts a post game show, I'm very familiar with that that fan sentiment for sure. By the way, Mets just won over the Phillies 4-1, so they advanced to the NLCS. I think the National League, not just this year, but moving forward, should be scared of the Mets. They have a baseball adult in the room with David Stearns. We saw what he could do in Milwaukee, and now he's going to have the financial resources of a Steve Cohen. I look at the Mets and I say they can turn that organization basically into what the Dodgers have done.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm really curious to see what happens. I mean, that's their goal, right, is that they want to be like the Dodgers. And they have a superstar player already under contract in Juan Soto. And so Francisco Lindor. Sorry, I just turned on the Yankees game and Soto nearly got hit. So, but they have a superstar in Francisco Lindor right in the middle there, right, that they can build around. And their goal is going to be to try and build up the farm system in a way that they can continue to replenish themselves. Now, Dodgers fans would tell you that they're really frustrated with the Dodgers overall because outside of 2020, they haven't cashed in on postseason glory. And, you know, tonight, their season is on the line, and for as much as they've invested in their roster, they're going to run a bullpen game out against San Diego. But at the same point, I would, you know, and you've experienced this, right, in St. Louis and being a Cardinal fan, like the last 2 years have stunk, right? Like it's, and I'm not talking about just like in terms of the record, but like, wouldn't you much rather have your team have failures in the postseason than not be there at all?
Absolutely. I would be remiss before I let you go, just to get your thoughts on what we've seen so far in the offseason from the Cardinals with the announcement that Chaim Bloom's going to oversee player development for the next year and then move into the president of baseball operations role after one more year of John Mozeliak. They also say that payroll's coming down. I have a feeling payroll is going to come down in most markets connected to Bally Sports, but we'll wait on that. But it's going to be a really interesting next 24 months for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to be the case in every market. I mean, in fact, Milwaukee said yesterday it's not going to be the case. I think the Angels, who are another team that's on the potential chopping block, have said it's not going to be the case. So it's not everywhere that it's going to be significant. And I think there are some cities that are going to take bigger hits than others, but we have seen, you know, from that TV1, the access potentially, if you're not part of Bally's, being able to get your product into the hands of people who aren't cable and television subscribers by ending the blackouts. And granted, it's for a fee, but that's gonna be a big positive, right, in terms of the number of people who can see the game. The reach is going to expand, and I think long term it's going to make things healthier. I'm really curious to see what the Cardinals do. I know that they've talked about paring back payroll, but the fact that they're investing in player development and technology and those things, and they have been a little bit behind on that, and I think that's a big positive. I do wish that they would get back a little bit more to some of what made them successful for decades and decades. And that wasn't just, you know, the stuff that Jeff Luna set forth when he was in charge of the farm department and what, you know, Gary LaRocque inherited from him, but kind of those basic fundamentals. And I think you've seen, whether it's been via internal promotions, like guys like Pop Warner or Stubby Clapp, you know, going to the big league level and coaching, even Ollie Marmol, you know, who came through the player development system, who are now working with the big league staff, where you've seen guys like Mike Schilt, who've left the organization, but has to leave the organization. You know, there are some important things, I think, there that need to be looked at as well that helped to make the Cardinals successful for so long. Because what's happened is that they've lost that ability to, you know, one of the things that people around baseball always marveled at was, how are the Cardinals getting this guy who grades out of scouts as kind of like an up and down guy to all of a sudden be a really solid regular for a couple of years that helps them win a ton of ball games? And that was kind of the Cardinals devil magic, right? And they can reclaim that, I think, if they go back to their roots a little bit while also expanding the reach of what they can do to help improve players through the more modern means.
I think Cardinals fans are excited for Chaim Bloom, and I look more at what he did in Tampa than what happened in Boston. He had a meddling owner in Boston. If you look at that reputation from Tampa, he deserves another opportunity to run a team.
I think he did actually a pretty good job in Boston. I mean, I think the issue was that, you know, congratulations on your new job. You get to run the Boston Red Sox. By the way, you have to trade Mookie Betts, right? Like, that's what happened to him. And that wasn't his doing. That was from, to your point, ownership doing that. But the Red Sox are in the position they are now, and they have a very, very good farm system, and the upper reaches of their farm system are excellent. They are there because of the work that Chaim Bloom and the group underneath him did in Boston. So you're right. I think he absolutely deserves another opportunity. I do not think he was treated fairly in that. I think he ended up being the fall guy to some degree for some ownership decisions. But I think he's an extremely sharp guy. I don't know how much you've dealt with Chaim, but he's a really kind man, yeah, too. I like him a lot. And I think he's really smart. And I think, you know, he will be better for the experience in Boston. And I think he'll take a hybrid of what he learned in St. Pete and what he learned there and bring it to the Cardinals.
He is Mike Farron. You hear him every day on MLB Network Radio. See him doing baseball play-by-play all over the place, including on ESPN. Mike, always appreciate you taking some time with us. I'm sure we'll run into you at the winter meetings. Can't wait to see you.
Yep, can't wait, man. Great to hear your voice. Take care.
All right, very good. Great to hear yours as well. That's Mike Farron joining us here on the program, and he does...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Man, he's great when it comes to baseball, and he's great when it comes to just being a human being, and always enjoy being able to talk with him. And I guarantee you, he will make his annual appearance on the Countdown to Opening Day show from the baseball winter meetings, which are being held in Dallas this year. And that's when we'll start that show. Once again, Mike Claiborne and myself will be coming your way every week with the Countdown to Opening Day show. And we always kick that off at the baseball winter meetings, which I think is the first week in December. And hopefully, I don't know if it's going to impact the Cardinals, but hopefully it is a more busy baseball winter meetings this year than last year, where absolutely nothing happened. All right, so let's break down everything that's gone on today so far in the baseball playoffs. Tigers beat the Guardians 3-0. Detroit leads that series 2-1, and they are one win away from advancing to the ALCS. Mets just beat the Phillies 4-1. Mets have advanced to the NLCS. Bottom of the fifth inning right now, the Yankees have a 2-0 lead down the road in Kansas City over the Royals. Bottom of the fifth inning, and if the Yankees, whoever wins that game, is going to take a 2-1 series lead. And then tonight, Todd, Dodgers and Padres. Padres lead that series 2-1, so if the Padres win, they advance to take on the Mets in the NLCS. If they lose, it forces a game 5 back in L.A. Up next, we're going to hear a little from Drew Bannister, the Blues head coach. He spoke with the media earlier today about everything going on with his club. That's next. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.